If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We're all rolling, right?
I did
the Molly episode.
Yes.
Do you remember there was that YouTube channel of those like Finnish or Swedish people and they would do drugs and just film themselves doing it? Like they were in like a lab and they were like, and they'd be like, today we're doing cocaine.
What? Where?
It was on YouTube and I think they ended up like taking the videos down.
Yeah.
YouTube stopped it. But it was like really,
I mean, who knows? They let anything on these days.
It was really well produced.
Like, there's still stuff. Like I've watched people do like trips in their room on like random different stuff.
Oh yeah.
I don't think
you can show doing it, but you could be like, okay, I'm going to go do something. I'll be right back.
Right.
Yeah. You know I think it's the action is not, you're not allowed to show on YouTube, but you could do it and then go on camera. And I think it's allowed.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think in
that is weird. That is crazy that like that is technically allowed. Like I can go in there, do a, and then come back out.
Yeah.
And like it's okay.
I feel like I've seen a lot of like shrooming TikToks where people like take shrooms and then they start filming themselves.
Really?
Like, yeah. He always has a little mushroom emoji.
It's man.
Interesting. And how's the video doing?
Or like the leaf with like the emoji.
Yes.
I love that.
And then like cocaine is like a snowflake. Heroin's just like the...
just the needle.
Or the pill.
The pill.
No,
the pill. The pill in the tongue.
The pill's Lexapro.
Pill in the tongue. Remember they changed the... the shot one. It used to have blood in it. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they got rid of it.
I think because of like the whole vaccine stuff, people were like, we don't want to associate the blood and stuff.
But the...
And then the gun.
No, I think it's just because blood. I don't think they wanted any blood because they don't have any emojis with blood on it.
True. And also, there used to be a real gun and now it's a squirt gun.
Now it's a squirt gun. I know that one.
But we still got like whips and chains and a spike ball. Like, you still have all of those.
Yeah, because...
Why?
Because you know it's trendy to push like sex now. You know, we want all the sex emojis.
Little bitism.
You see, don't we have one that's like, or was that just me saying that? Do they have emoji that's like?
Oh, there's like a derpy one. Like,
oh, okay. I thought it was like a
lit bite.
Have the new emojis come out? Don't they come out like once a year? There's a new batch of them.
You know, they're making an emoji for the Nair guy. It's just his straight bottle.
Oh my God.
With a bottle of Nair next to it. I can't wait to see the next emoji.
Can you look up like the newest emojis? I feel like once a year there's a new batch. And I'm always trying to think of if there's an emoji that I feel like.
I would love to be in the room, helping coming up with new emojis.
My brother knows a gal who makes them. It, like was on the team for emojis. It's really cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And it's why like emojis, like they're actually like really high def when like you zoom in on them.
Yeah.
Like,
is it like a cutthroat game where like people come up with like three emojis and then if they don't use them, they're just like.
Oh, absolutely.
They're like, yeah, the one you made hasn't been used in 2 years.
And they see yours is not used, so they just cut it out.
Ooh, I kind of like that one.
Oh, I like the high five one.
Or in a shaky head.
Or is it about this big? Is that what that is?
That's funny. Oh, I love the jellyfish one too. That's cute.
Every bass fisherman.
The ginger.
We got maracas, a flute.
What a tough job though, because you have to sit there and rack your brain like what hasn't been made an emoji yet that needs to be made?
Yes.
Like you can make an emoji about anything, but something that you're like, damn, people are going to use this one because they need it.
Oh, did they modify the peach? Like it's not... doesn't look like an ass anymore. Oh, it's
no way.
They do that on purpose.
Oh.
Then they ruin everything.
Damn. Yeah,
why do they gotta do
they
that?
Do this to me every year.
Look at that bagel emoji. Jeez. The detail.
It's like not emojis at this point. It's actual real. Pictures.
When you click it, it just pops out of your phone.
Do you guys use the, what's it called? Like where you like search a GIF image picture with text?
Yeah.
Yes. I wish that was a little bit more accepted. I like GIFs, but it seems like nobody likes GIFs.
Todd's the only person I know that sends those things.
And he uses it when it's like not necessary. He'll just send it. And we're just like, we're asking if everybody is down for
it. It's just Jim Carrey every time.
It's either Jim Carrey, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or just like, yeah. It's like, it's not answering the question.
Doesn't make any sense. Let's jump into this.
All right, let's do it.
I forgot my accelerator.
Looks at Jordan. I forgot my accelerator.
Jordan, please.
How are we doing emojis?
It's coffee time, baby.
Let's go.
Unfiltered.
Ow. Welcome back to Zane and Heath on Fizzler. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we
are in a silly, goofy mood.
Nice. And we're on Filter. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode. And thank you for sticking out with us for this long. That's really, really nice of you guys.
About to go into season four.
Oh my gosh, we're 10 episodes away.
Yeah. What are we going to do? Ooh, we should do yellow tables.
Bring it back.
Bring it back. Because everybody loved them.
Do some people say bring that back the yellow tables?
Not one. No. I have not seen one comment of someone saying bring the
Let's just sit on the floor.
Ooh.
Down, a downgrade.
I saw a comment that said brighten up the set. I was like
I actually have an idea. Different colored bean bags.
I was gonna say that.
Primary colors like red, yellow, blue.
I think bean bags will actually make us feel much more chillax. It's almost like the unwind, but it's like
we're like love sex.
Yeah.
Bean bags.
Yeah.
What?
But do you think our voices would kind of sound weird because we're like curled up at like different?
Mine would probably
angles.
Sound deeper and like. Sexy.
We replaced the floor with that thing from the Japanese sensory place that was the bean bags built into the floor. Like find our own little spot.
Okay, let's just move it into a zen garden outside.
Yeah,
I would love an outside podcast. Imagine,
really?
Yes, if there was like a bonfire in front of us right now, we're kind of like sitting.
Ooh,
oh, I don't think anybody does that.
I feel like that would be so. Or during the day, like
it would be a little annoying though.
Colgers has a podcast called Podcast But Outside, and they just do the whole podcast
somebody's
outside.
Always got it.
But the thing is that that's all video, right? Like you can't really. Listen to that audio. Or you can. It's like good audio.
They just interview random people on the street. They give them a dollar. Like, we'll give you a dollar. Come talk to us.
But how much is in your bank account? What do you do for work?
I don't think it's like that stuff. I think they get just a lot of crazy people who just want to sit there and talk about themselves for a whole hour.
That would be interesting.
I think they go through a bunch of different people.
Guys, honestly, that'd probably be a good way to get guests. Just go outside.
Yeah.
We'll get crazy guests.
I saw this box on Melrose or something. It looks like a giant booth. Like it looks like a photo booth. And I didn't look into it because I can't remember the name, but it looks to me that it's a podcast booth, but anyone off the street can go in. Like you go into a photo booth and it's like confessionals.
Ooh.
Oh, so what do they do with
it? I just walked right by it, but I'm assuming people can go in and you can anonymously tell a crazy story or something.
I don't want to know what the shit that they have seen.
But I wonder, do they like muffle or do they like, what's that word?
Morph
their voice?
I don't know. I don't know if that's what it is, but that's what it looked like. It was like...
I think it was like drunk confessions or something like that. And you like go and you
I like the drunk confessions. That's funny.
I think that's what it is. And you would just go like say whatever in this little thing and then the podcast would... You know, pull from.
I would get myself in trouble.
Can you imagine if you forgot that you went into some booth?
Oh, I found, I took the picture. Liquor Stories Confessional Booth, the only podcast for anonymous confessions.
I think that's fun.
I mean, don't know if this is an advertisement or because there's a QR code and I have no idea.
Honestly, that's pretty fucking smart. Like these guys just made it and then they don't need to do the work.
Is it
video or just audio? I bet it's just audio.
I bet it's just audio.
People are just going in there singing, just trying to get a big break.
If it was video, that would fucking suck. Just imagine just random clips just going up on TikTok and you're drunk and you have no idea.
Did you see what you hosted in that? Like, imagine waking up. You really told that story.
I guess it all goes to their Instagram page, and they just, because this is what their Instagram page looks like.
Oh, interesting.
And it's all reels. Liquor Stores LA.
Hmm. It's fun. I like it.
Oh, I bet it's like audio dubbed. So someone is talking. Oh my gosh, this one started off dark. The person says, hello, today I feel like really suicidal. Sorry, I'm not laughing.
Why, yeah, why'd you laugh at that?
I just think out of all the things I was excited to see something, we started in a dark place.
Oh, yeah.
It's just Jason's voice. We're like, wait.
Yeah, I wonder if we'll recognize anyone.
Carmelita.
Have you guys ever confessed?
Yeah, in church?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Like, I had to do it growing up. I grew up Catholic.
Yeah, same here. Did you go into booths or did you go into a room and talk with him?
Booths.
Like the old traditional ones, like were there behind like a you know, a little grate.
Do they talk to you or is
they
it,
just you confess, you say, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. This is my confession. Whatever. You say your confessions. And then they tell you how many Hail Marys and how many Our Fathers you do.
Yes.
And the and amount then, you do is how bad it is?
Them no, listening, they're like,
every time. I think they're just, yeah, I think they're
you're going to need a couple more.
Mine was always like, I lied to my mom and dad.
Yes.
And I fought with my sibling. Like, I said the same thing every time.
Wow, I feel like I have so much built up, like, shit in me because I don't think I've ever confessed.
You might enjoy it.
I think
it
I need a release.
Off your chest because they don't say anything. It's not like a therapy session. They don't say anything. When you go in there, it's silent. They don't say you can begin.
Yeah.
You just go in there and they're silent until you're ready to start.
Yeah.
They don't say anything.
Is there forgiveness in the Muslim community?
No. There's no forgiveness.
It's so if you sin, you die.
Don't fuck up.
Who thinks you should die?
Death to all of them.
Who broke a commandment? Yeah. You two.
You two.
All the priests are.
Oh boy.
No, I definitely should have confessed to the little car incident of
your crimes of the past.
Oh,
Of the past. Yeah,
I
still think about that. Like, I cannot believe I stooped so low.
It's all right.
It's babe. Insane.
It isn't it true though?
Maybe I should go to a confessional and just do it and just get it out of me.
Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
Priests, though, like, you can go tell them that you killed somebody.
They can't say anything, right?
No. That one they can, I thought.
Therapists, I think,
oh,
can report a crime when it's been committed.
The priest is like, me too. Oh,
I just imagine being a priest and just being like.
Zane. The priest is like, oh my, literally me.
But the team
is giving.
Oh my God.
Dude, a priest got to like put on some acts after. If you know who's cheating on who in the church, who's committing crimes.
That gossip.
And you got to still put on a face and be like, blessed to see you today. Did you ever wish to be an altar boy?
I was one.
Oh, you were an altar girl? Boy? Ooh, very
me
modern.
And my siblings were altar girls.
Is that
boys.
The...
Ding. Yes, you get there
no,
early.
We don't get this one. We don't do that.
Oh, were they burning like frankincense?
No, they have like the genie in a bottle with smoke in it.
Yeah. It's the lantern.
Frankincense. Like
they're the burning genie in the bottle.
Isn't that what they're burning?
That was me. I bet you if you stuck me on that altar right now, I know it backwards and forwards.
Oh, yeah. Did you have to get there earlier? And did you have your own like room, pick out your robe?
Yeah, it was like a locker room. Like we had to get dressed.
Your own vanity.
You're hyping yourself up. Yeah. You're like in the mirror. Everybody gets around. They start doing the huddle.
It was Holy Mother of Mary on three. One, two,
three.
Mary. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
She's taking sips of the holy wine, like pre-gaming.
Did I tell you for 3 years I took a Sunday school at church?
Whoa.
Where I had to learn about the Bible and...
Oh, I went every Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, it was either every Wednesday or every... Yeah, every Wednesday, actually, because it was a week.
Ours was CCD.
Yes, ours was called...
CCD. That's what ours was called.
You're like... Is your mom Catholic?
Yeah, my stepdad is Catholic, and then I think that went into my mom.
Lord, you must have been so confused.
Oh, I was so confused.
I'm just here to have a good time.
My dad being Muslim, and then this.
Yeah,
I thought I was gonna burn up in church. I thought I was gonna. I thought I was gonna die.
Like
but,
if they like it's like a science experiment. If they mix.
I mean, I don't know if anybody listening has ever had like to live like two different lives like that. It's like the completely different religion. It's like one religion, it is a sin to do this, and the other religion, it's not a sin. And having to go
You're
back
the religious
and forth like that.
Hannah Montana. You yeah. have to put oh on a...
For, I definitely the religion, like religious...
You get the best.
You're holy but Montana.
I was doing the classes to be confirmed as a Catholic, right? But oh I gosh. Did the first two, right? Yeah. I did the communion and the...
Reconciliation? Or
no, oh. I didn't do the third one.
Confirmation.
I didn't do that either.
So I only did I'm the not, first two, and I felt so incomplete.
yeah,
I wasted all this time, and I didn't even get confirmed. I don't even know what I am today. But that's why I have a lot of issues yeah, now. It's just like right. my brain, right. my body, my spirit has no idea.
And you know what? That's not your fault.
It isn't. It's my mom. It's my mother and father.
And he still loves that's you. Right.
Did that's you ever right. see any other churches when you were a kid? And like they would go to the ones with it's just like they're rocking out and like yeah, singing the whole time.
Like the worship churches. Like, yeah.
That looks kind of cool.
I never got to go to those. Mine was so boring. But it was just like that silent like.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I got confirmed. You know my confirmation name?
Wait, it's like an AOL screen name or what? Like
so
Mother Mary Mariah.
Lil Bambina 99.
In the Catholic Church, when you get confirmed, you pick a saint to learn about, and then that's your confirmation name. So it's a part of your name. So my name is Mariah Frances Amato. My confirmation name is Zita. So Mariah Frances Zita okay. Amato.
Little baked Zita.
that's what I thought. She was Italian. She was a little cook.
Were you baptized as a baby? Did, so you don't remember being baptized?
I was baptized when I was born, and then I was baptized when I first moved here.
Oh. On the corner of Hollywood Boulevard.
On like the same? Corner of Hollywood and La Brea.
Did the priest dunk you in like a chicken nugget? Like the videos?
Wait, or
did
they I know where
more,
that is.
More like
outside
that
mosaic.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you...
I didn't hold my nose, but
she just. No.
I just want to like swim in a baptism pool.
I know. Why do I feel like I'd feel better?
Well,
after?
When you like when you look at it like at a church, sometimes it's like up there, yeah. like it's some
it's
private
a hot
pool.
Day. Yeah. People are doing it just like cool down.
That looks like kind of a nice little dipping pool. I want to get up in one.
I've always wanted to get crunk off that wine though, because everybody got to drink it except for me because I wasn't old enough to drink yet.
Is it really wine?
Yes, I thought
it
was for me,
it's wine.
Dude,
yeah.
me growing up, that shit was some Cabernet.
And the kids were up there. Everyone shared the same cup.
Oh, the kids were drinking it too. Under 21?
When you get your first Holy Communion, you do the wine and the Eucharist.
Yeah, the Eucharist. Oh, those little Jesus.
Yeah. When you were starving because it was so long, you're like, I can't wait for this damn yeah. Eucharist.
Imagine the cops coming. Ah, party's over.
IDs now. They're like 6 years old.
Is it busted? Breathalyzer in the back. We got a whole bus outside for y'all. Line them up.
Before he pulls out his handcuffs, he says.
Is it unethical to buy like the Eucharist crackers? But they're not blessed.
They're so good. Put some almond butter on that bitch.
Ooh,
almost, oh my god!
Like thin cardboard. Ooh, and they kind of got.
It's not unethical because when the priest is up on the altar in the Catholic Church, he blesses it. So before he blesses it, it's just a cracker.
Yeah. Can you like, buy it in bulk on Amazon?
Yeah, you can.
Should we do that? Oh, I want some wine. I want a whole bunch and dip it in my wine. Like, just get the
Matt,
whole...
For our next party, for my anti-pos board, I'm just going to throw it over there. Like, see if
that would be so good. Like,
is there like an insignia on it? Like, you know, like an Oreo stamp?
It's like a cross.
I think there's a cross.
There's two packages. There's unblessed and blessed crackers. The blessed crackers are just a little bit more.
Before and after.
Yeah, there's like that. They see it in the corner, like with a cross and no cross for blessed and not blessed.
What did the reviews say? Someone just like, ooh, not, I ate a whole box last
a little night. Bland.
I have found God.
Like, oh, before I give it to you, you pull out everything but bagel seasoning. Here, let me put that shit in.
Saint Tahine.
Not the most.
Oh, wait, but the hummus dip. All right.
Someone wrote, not the most filling or flavorful God body, but necessary.
No!
Came not on time. Most. Same brain as used in my parish. Asked if they've got the 1.5 size.
From a scroll lost 2,000 years in Jesus's favorite desert. But when you see Charlotte's face at the last potluck, you'll know you found true power.
This These reviews. Go down, Jordan. Crazy. The shipment came quickly, but the wafers are not crisp, but chewy and feel like styrofoam in your mouth.
Yes,
we thought they
styrofoam.
Would be crisp like a potato chip.
No.
No, they melt in your mouth kind of like like styrofoam.
Exactly. Is there like but one brand that owns the market for it?
it's like Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
They got a patent on the communion wafers.
These guys, billionaires. I'm sure. Oh,
I bet that is just the most easy recipe factory. That shit goes a long way.
It's literally like, a rice and...
And they could just make that price whatever they want. If they just say, it's been blessed by God.
And imagine them trying to negotiate.
Premium.
Imagine them trying to negotiate. Oh, you're going to negotiate with God?
Yeah.
You're going to negotiate with Jesus' body?
They get like priest influencers. On, like Father Micah's, like communion wafers. Like, oh my gosh, these are from... Oh, well.
Those reviews are good.
If you're a smoker or vapor, ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Did you ever... go to church camp?
Or,
yeah. I did Young Life. That looks like a Young Life store.
Did you go Crooked Creek? No, I used to do like the after school program type like things, the camp.
Oh, like,
was that also in the church or you had to like go out of the
There were like after the bell kind of things or Christian, yeah. CCA or like, or was it Christian Athletes?
Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Oh yeah, FCA. Yeah.
You know what? God's not going to forgive me for this one, or he's not going to like that I'm saying this, but those Catholic schools, those religious schools, the kids that go to those schools, they're the worst.
Rebellious.
Yeah, no, the Catholic high school in our area had the most rebellious kids.
Oh my God, were bad. Because the ones I knew that went to the Catholic, for the church I went to, the school... Yeah. Worse than public school.
Because sometimes they got kicked out of all the public schools and those are the only ones that will take
them
in.
They need Jesus, put them in the I kind of like, back then I kind of wanted to go to the school. I was like, these girls are fine. they really had the top ones.
I remember I had a crush on a girl and she went to like a local private school. And I remember like Googling like how to get into the school, like thinking if I could convince my parents to let me in.
Yeah. Try to gather up $30,000 and maybe you'll get a spot.
Zing goes there just for that.
What?
You go to the school just for that. I was just thinking about like, do you like, you
oh
like
yeah,
to,
I fa- yeah, I found
no,
Jesus.
You tell your parents, you're like, I just really, really want to go there because I just want to like build that relationship. Oh my God. And you're just, I'm not gay no more. I'm delivered.
Do you think you would like survive like in an all boys school or like an all girls school? Do you like that idea?
Like back then?
If you were in high school, I don't think I would have like thrived that all at all boys school.
I wouldn't have survived that.
I would have been.
I was bullied way too much.
I'm so curious what that would be like.
Yeah. Sometimes they say it makes you more focused on your work because you don't have all these distractions to the opposite sex.
Yeah, but then them gay people are overly distracted. You know what I mean? Like,
you know, so many options.
No, I feel the thing is that not everybody is like, especially like back, like, are you talking about like high schools or middle schools?
High school.
Yeah, I think going to just an all girls school and all boys school.
For all girls schools and all boys schools, is it all male teachers, female teachers, or are they mixed?
I think it is mixed. Like there are male teachers at all girls schools, which is a little
interesting.
Risky.
Yeah.
all the guys in the class.
A woman wants to apply to an all boys school, and like they have to really interrogate them. Yes. Like, why?
But my dad went to like an all or just a Catholic school, boys and girls, but all the teachers were nuns.
Yeah, I did.
So it was all sisters. Sick. Man, poor nuns, though. I bet, like, or I bet they're strict as hell, but like,
they get shit done. They get that ruler.
Think, wow.
Yeah, I'll listen. I'll get my homework done and brought in time.
My dad got kicked out of his Catholic school.
Oh, yeah?
What happened? He was too big?
Well, they really would hit you. Yeah. They really would hit you with rulers and shit.
And erasers.
And something.
Oh, yeah. Really? Wait, and those, really?
Yeah.
I went to a school in Lebanon and the teachers were hitting the kids. I didn't think they did that.
I forget like what started it or whatever, but the nun kept hitting my dad with a ruler, and she went to like raise her hand to like hit him again, and she came down and he like caught her hand and, and he was like
don't even think about it, Sister Mary.
That was it.
Whoa.
Don't even think about it, sis.
Wait, that's crazy that he got in trouble for that.
just say mouthing back off, just going, okay, sis.
My brother got sent to the principal, the nun.
The priest's office?
So many times, because he was like, she's being a jackass. Like, my mom got called into the Catholic school and said, like, your son is calling people jackass. Yeah, my mom, forget it. She was on the nun's side.
She grabbed the ruler.
Jackass is in the Bible, right? Or like an ass, like a donkey?
Wait, can you say any word that's in the Bible?
It's Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and jackass.
Did you ever have remember the days like your teacher would be teaching class and then somebody would come to observe class?
Yes.
Yeah, that usually
and
one of
your teachers like personality would just switch. Yes.
And we all just saw right through
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have some teachers that would just be like, guys, please put on a good mood. This is like important for me. Like the cool ones.
I like when they're open about that. It's like, okay, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're on the same page. We're good.
Just fake questions.
Or you'd have the people walking by, they would peek in through that little tiny sliver of a window.
Ugh.
Just.
Would you always entertain classes when you're walking by? Like you'd look through and go. You do that head bob where you just got pulled out.
Yeah.
You do that shit all the time.
I love those memes. And I know they're like all the time, but it's like when you're in second grade going to deliver something to like the fifth graders and they open up the door. It's like, hey, like it's just a big ass party. Like that is such an accurate meme.
My God.
You would go into like another class and it was just like, whoa.
go bring this to Miss Smith's. Oh my God.
But and if like you're saying if it was like an older class.
Yes. Like it just.
Yeah.
Or like when we would combine classes, like, okay, everybody stand up. We're going to walk over to the other room and we would all watch the same thing together.
Yeah. Yeah. You would link up. Some teachers would be like best friends with another teacher. So those two classes would hang out more.
Yeah.
And you're like, why are you getting along with the other teachers? There's like a,
should we all try being teachers for a year?
Honestly, I feel like I would enjoy teaching.
Yeah. I think I could teach.
I would love it.
I would love to teach English, like seventh grade English.
I would teach math.
Oh,
I would love to be a gym teacher.
Those that can't do teach,
and those that can't teach gym.
Am I right?
Guilty.
Did you have a fun PE class?
Yes, so fun.
No,
I no.
Oh, was it?
Like mine was fun. Very like not elementary fun. School, middle, and high school. A blast.
Yes, we had Miss Hook. Much fun. We had the best games. We do Survivor. Like so, we, she yes. would make.
Wait,
what?
So did we?
She would play
like,
the
Survivor.
She would play this. She would play the Survivor theme song. She would line up in like five groups, and it was these obstacle courses, yes. and we would relay race back and forth, and just shit went down.
Oh hell no! Okay, this is what Heath and I had to do. All right, so it started off the first like 30 minutes. We had to run. The track.
Yeah, you gotta
just
warm up.
Run probably like a mile, right? We're tired. It's hot as hell outside. And then after that, we're just doing workouts the entire time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't remember ever playing a sport.
We did obstacle courses.
Yeah, mine was
different. I remember doing hula hoop competitions.
Yep. Did the yo-yo guy ever come to your school to sell yo-yos?
To sell them?
We had a guy come to our school, did a whole yo-yo show for like an assembly. That's very sell. Cool. Then he comes to PE class trying to sell the yo-yos. And we spent a whole week playing with yo-yos in PE. It was the best week ever. But yeah, didn't know if that was a nationwide thing.
I
but
don't, it sounds a little familiar, but maybe I'm just thinking of like a talent show.
Did you ever have anybody come to the school and like do shows or anything, like mad science, like those guys who did experiments.
Well, the thing is, we're in an environmental science, so we only had like marine biologists.
Jacques Cousteau.
Yeah, we had like biologists. And
you had Jacques Cousteau come to your
Jacques
school?
No, Jacques Cousteau's son or grandson.
Oh, that's still kind of cool. Like,
damn, y'all had, Because this lady was mean, right? Every day she was just so mean. And all of a sudden when he was around, she was just like, hi, Jacques. And she's being nice to all the kids. And we're all like, oh fuck off.
Yo, but she was like an environmentalist. So she was ready after seeing
like she would 100% be one of the people in the Ocean Gate sub. 100%.
One time we had a guy who was like a motivational speaker, former professional football player, and he just came and flexed his muscles and just broke shit. He had like a steel metal bar and would like bend it on his back, and we would just be like, whoa. And then he had this,
our school sucked.
Yeah. What are those hot water?
Did he like roll a frying pan?
Yes.
Oh, no, that's
my favorite.
Is that real? Like,
it is. I mean, it's probably easy. It's not easy for us, but it's probably easier.
It's like the people that could rip a telephone book. Like once they get that first rip or first roll, they can just keep going.
Yeah.
It was entertaining as hell.
Crazy.
But looking back, I'm like, what were we learning? What were they trying to promote?
Like, what would, like,
did they pay him? He paid them. Was he trying to sell something? I don't know, but I just remember we had all these.
It was
shows.
All like for P90X.
P90X.
Did everybody, I think we talked about this before, but in gym, did everybody square dance?
Yes. Yes. Square dance.
Heath would have loved that. That'd be great in our school.
Florida. Why were you guys doing this shit?
We learned Cotton Eye Joe, and we had to get a boy partner, and we had a square dance, and it was mortifying.
Did we have weightlifting in high school or no? Or was that in college?
Probably in your PE. Did you?
We had weightlifting in high school.
We did some weightlifting.
It was college. Weightlifting, and then it shifted to swimming.
We had weightlifting in college, but our PE in high school was ass. It was just like.
The gym teachers didn't care. Just walk laps.
But like, what a stupid thing. Cause you would have it like second period and then you're dripping sweat, the whole day. Then you put your nice clothes back on.
And then
you're stinky boy. And they call you nasty.
Yeah, it was really bad. Like,
yeah. And like they expect you to shower, but you're like, I'm supposed to be bringing shampoo, conditioner.
No, these showers were like, there was no privacy, nothing. Like you are showering with all the other kids, which is now that I think about it, how fucking weird was that?
To put a barrier.
Why can't they just, you have stalls for all the damn toilets, but no, let's make underage kids get in a big open shower together and have a coach watch them. What?
Give us the decency. These showers were open, remember? Like how open it was, like to the locker room?
It was like a prison shower.
Yeah, like the coach could easily walk out of his office and you just see all the kids like taking a shower. The way they set that, I can't believe that is coming on my mind how crazy that setup was.
Yeah, that's how ours was.
How disgusting that was.
Yeah.
Think about like a locker room for a gym, like an Equinox or a LA Fitness. Like it's a stall. You get your own little shower with a door or a curtain, whatever it is. Like at least you have the privacy.
And they probably hated that we didn't use those showers.
Do you think they worry about like kids masturbating in them though? Is that why there's no thing?
I feel like that's the one time
of your life where like these kids.
They could still put barriers, but like.
I agree. You know they should have barriers. I just think it's so strange like that schools create these showers for underage kids all to get naked
it's
together.
It's not that much cheaper to do that.
Yeah.
Like, it's
I agree.
Like, how did we not question that?
Let's go to town hall.
Yeah. I think we should go for the kids.
Yeah.
Even changing. I felt like really like uncomfortable as a kid, like changing in front of all the other kids. Yeah. It's just like,
bro. I used to go to YMCA summer camp and I remember we were going on a pool field trip. Like we were going to the pool and I was so excited to get to go to the pool for the day. But my mom didn't even tell me, but they made all of us kids. And this was before I even was in middle school. Like I was a third grader and I had to go into this locker room, like strip, everybody strip. And I'm just, I had to get naked in front of all these kids I didn't know either. And I just remember being traumatized by that.
I was late to boxers, so.
Oh, did you start out with like a thong?
It was
Spider-Man briefs. What do we got?
Worst thing in the world. Because I was too scared to ask my parents. Like, I don't want tidy whiteys anymore. Mm-hmm. Like,
really?
I don't know why it was like.
How old were you?
Why'd 13. Why'd they wait so long?
14. It might have been later.
Really?
I don't think I wore boxers until like I think freshman year.
Oh,
Heath. That's a problem.
I was just scared to ask.
The freshman listening to this podcast.
But yeah, it was awful. It was
mm-hmm.
Oh man,
very scary. It, oh, dropping.
I know you had skit stains on that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet. Kids don't wipe their ass these days. And
wait, was your brother not wearing boxers? You have an older brother.
No, he wasn't. He was too scared to ask too.
Damn. Mariah, did you have to? Sorry,
I did not wear boxers, man.
No, but did you ask your mother for a bra, or did your mom just go, "Here's a bra"? Was it a big deal? Was it like Lizzie? I compare everything to Lizzie McGuire.
I know.
And there's always that big episode.
If
where she
I'm
goes,
being honest, like that, I don't remember because I think I was just so embarrassed my whole life. Yeah. I remember being embarrassed of hair, embarrassed of bras,
underarm hair. Oh,
I was just embarrassed. Like me and my sister, for some reason, very embarrassed, scared to ask for anything. So we would just kind of stick together and just guess. Like we were still figuring stuff out, like as adults.
Okay.
We were just in college figuring it out.
Because like my mom would make it such like a big deal. She'd be like, ah, like she wasn't cool about it. She was just like, oh,
the worst.
So it made you like, I'm like,
it made it harder for you to like.
Yeah, because I'm like, I know she's telling everybody. So we were just like, don't say, like,
you gotta keep everything a secret.
Let's just guess.
I feel like it would be like the equivalent of you asking for a thong.
Oh,
that was me asking for boxers in my head.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
No, that word couldn't even come out of my mouth. She had no idea. She still doesn't know I own thongs.
Did your dad wear boxers?
Tidy Whitey's whole life.
Oh, damn.
Your dad right now still?
He recently just switched.
He's 60.
Wow. Does he? He's probably just used to
that. Yo, but them shits would have holes, boy.
Yeah, I bet.
No better days.
Like, it could drop out the bottom at any second.
I don't know what's up with dads. Like, my dad, he still has the undershirts from, like, the fucking 80s.
Yeah, bro. My dad has yellow.
It's like, Bubba, change your fucking shirt.
It's like $5 for a pack of 15.
It's insane. It's like, what? Like, and
Amazon it. It will arrive by tomorrow morning.
And my dad, Bubba's like, I don't need to buy a new one. It's still gone. Like, Bubba, this shit is fucking yellow. Butter. It's butter under. It's disgusting. Just fucking change it.
I remember I was the first one to have like body hair, like the armpits. Ooh. And then I was known as the happy trail kid.
Oh.
And it would always be like, let me see the happy trail. And I'd be,
how old were you when you had a happy trail? Man, I didn't get one till like college.
I think like fifth or sixth grade.
I didn't
what?
Have
that.
Whoa.
Bubba, that's 10.
I remember being in middle school, like on the soccer field, like with like a happy trail. And I remember I had like an insane amount of pubic.
Oh, he's the meat.
It was.
I have a picture.
I remember.
What?
Is it even legal to look at?
Heather Matthews sent it to me like last year. So I was in sixth grade and I just a picture where I was just like, and I just showed and.
But,
oh my.
It was so much in sixth grade. Remember, it was disgusting.
I remember being too young to like feel like I should have had that. And I would never ask my parents for like a trimmer.
Yeah.
But you know, it's really weird. I do remember you being the happy trail kid. I don't know how I have that like in my head.
I was just hairy. I feel like I had a beard before a lot of.
You looked older in sixth grade than you do now.
Like you looked older. Had your voice changed though? Like, did you?
Because I don't think so. I still feel like I don't really have like a deep voice.
Yeah.
I feel like I've sounded the same.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah. One of my friends, Nick, in sixth grade, his voice was just deep. Like it was. He was like a talking like a full on adult, and it freaked us all out. Like how deep his voice was.
But I would be the one that would get the alcohol. I wouldn't get questioned.
In sixth grade?
You go to the liquor store.
Just go
in
and go. Yeah.
You're good. Lose
your ID. Trail. Strip.
Happy trails, man. Cigarettes, no problem. Cigarettes, he was able to buy at 12 years old.
Come on, man.
Please.
You think I'm underage?
And you tease his hair to make him seem like he's born in the 80s?
No, taller.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at spinquest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Oh, I watched Oppenheimer yesterday. Have you seen it yet?
Oppenheimer?
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer?
Oppenheimer. Well, that's like, how do you say it?
Can I say something really quick? I thought I was the only one who thought this, and somebody made a TikTok about it. I'm like, thank God.
When Selling that, Sunset?
Yes. When everybody was saying like Oppenheimer, whatever, the immediate thing in my head was like, they really made a documentary about those guys?
And you think everybody's talking
yes,
about
it? Yes. I'm like, wow, it's really popping. Like, I haven't watched it in a while.
Show is killing it.
So I was trying to see clips of like Selling Sunset just to get caught up.
Jesus.
You went as far as to do that.
Mariah.
It was for like 10 minutes. And somebody,
it was one time.
And then I kept it to myself because then I saw it was like a separate thing. And some girl made a TikTok and it got like a million likes and everyone's like, same.
That's at least funny. You're not alone. That's funny.
Did you see it on IMAX?
I saw like the 70 millimeter
at
screen.
The Chinese theater?
Yeah.
How'd you get tickets to that?
David bought it like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Damn, that's what I'm just waiting. I'm not in no rush to see it.
Yeah.
But I want to see it in 70 millimeter.
I got a lot of hype, so in my head I was expecting the next Dark Knight.
You know?
And it was just, first of all, I didn't understand anything the fuck was going on in that movie. It was so much fucking physicist like lingo where I couldn't like. It's a 3-hour movie, right? After 45 minutes, I literally turned to Natalie. I was just like, "Please tell me you understand what's going on." She's like, "I know."
Nothing.
I'm looking at everybody. Nobody fucking understands like in our line that what's going on. I was like, oh, okay. I'm just going to watch this movie and not understand what's going on the whole time.
Oh, that sucks.
And it was like, it's based on a true story.
Was it
story,
entertaining
right?
though? Or was it just like,
it was not really, it was long. I remember standing there. I was like, damn, I could have watched this at home.
Damn. People say it's going to like win best picture.
Don't get me wrong. It was filmed. Incredible. Cast. Incredible. Acting. Incredible. Everything, the editing, everything was incredible. The sound, everything. The storyline, it's based on a true story. Usually it's like a 50-50, like based on true story movies, like either really good or really just like, it was a good movie.
I wish I saw it so we could talk about it. Sorry.
It's a good movie. I just like, I felt like,
Did you see Barbie?
Wait.
I have not seen Barbie yet.
Well, neither have
did
I.
Did they really put a 15-minute sex scene?
No.
There was everybody kept
seconds.
Like talking about
I
it.
I was waiting for it because there was a sex scene happening. I was like, oh, this is it. I'm looking at everyone like, 15-minute one. And it was done after like 20 seconds. I was like, oh, what the, where's the fucking, but why did somebody make that joke though?
Because I think they just, to fuck
just because
with
it's
people.
A 3-hour movie.
I'm just trolling it.
Honestly, I would have believed it. It's a 3-hour. I was like, he probably wouldn't have a 15-minute sex scene.
That's funny.
But no, it was really good. And I think you should still see the movie because it's a.
Yeah. No, I know. I feel like I should have seen it for the culture, but I just want to see it on that damn IMAX. Yeah. That's where I saw Dune.
You got to feel the bomb go off when you're in those.
The vibrations.
Oh, but dude, the sound in the movie was giving me so much fucking anxiety.
Really?
It felt I felt like I was about to, because they kept, it's a intense bomb. It's an atom bomb. So it kept on making like these loud, loud sounds. And like, dude, it sounded like they amped it up when they're making explosion sounds.
Where you can like
and
feel
it made
it
you feel
chest.
Like the movie theater is about to blow up. But man, Heath, I was thinking about this. I was watching the movie and I was like, boy, would this be a great time to like set off a fucking bomb in this building. As the timer was going down. I know, but I was sitting there, I'm like, oh boy, this would be like the perfect way to do it.
Did you see this meme where it was like huge weekend for her and it's a woman named Barb Heimer, like on Facebook?
Oh my God, that's funny. Huge weekend.
Barb Heimer. There's no way that's her name.
Oh, definitely. I have a friend named Grant Heimer. So.
Barbie Oppenheimer. It was like the Barbenheimer.
Yeah,
Barbie.
Oh, so people in one day were watching both movies, which would be like, take 6 hours.
It's
to
a
like,
double feature.
Yeah. Like, what would you do? Watch Barbie first or watch Oppenheimer first?
Ooh, that's a good
Oppenheimer
question.
Oppenheimer and then cheer it up after.
Really?
Yeah.
Barbie during the day, Oppenheimer at night. That's how I see it.
Because three-hour movies, though, for me, I'm like, damn, all right, let's fucking roll. I don't know if my patience, by doing Barbie first, I get in the mood where I'm like, okay, it's a movie, and then I'm ready. My patience is now stronger for Oppenheimer rather than me antsy during Oppenheimer the whole time. Be like, when is this going to end? When is it going to end?
Yeah.
I gotta see it. I gotta see it.
Yeah, I'm having a really tough time in movie theaters because of my bladder. Oh. I can't do it. Like, it's to the point where I'm like, I would rather not.
There's an app called, all the time. I think there's an app called like When to Pee in Movies, and you apparently right when the movie starts, wow. you start it, and it will tell you when it's a good time to go pee.
Wait, for that movie specific?
All the movies that are out. Any movie, I think, that's on there.
Wait, that's an incredible idea.
It's been out for years. I thought it like had to be synced up, but no, it's just, it knows, and you say right when you start, and it goes.
Where, like, you're not going to miss anything important.
Someone has already, like, bookmarked all the moments in the movie where...
In every movie that's out.
Yeah.
That's really good.
What is it called? Look up
Matt,
when
to pee
at.
You should do that job. You'd be good at that job.
I know, but that means you have to go to the movies, like... Immediately,
but I feel like you would love that. Release.
I feel like Matt would be fucking it up like on the most important part, like yeah. where everything makes sense at that one moment.
Oh,
like,
it's called. Now. Wait, just scroll down. It was right there. Yeah. Oh,
it just went away. It's called Run Pee.
Run Pee. That's the name of the app.
Could have done without the name.
I do. Sometimes I just like to know how long the movie is, and I just set a timer on my phone, just counting up. So I just know how much time's passed. I do get a little like antsy. Just how much time have I been here? Like when is this going in? How much of the movie is left?
Halfway through, and I'm like, I can't. I gotta go.
What was I actually got up to pee because it was a 3-hour fucking movie. So when I felt it was the right scene, I was like, hey, tell me what happens. And then I went to go pee, and I was in the stall, and I could still hear the movie perfectly. So I was like, oh, okay, I could actually.
Oh, were they playing it in the bathroom?
No, I think it was so loud, but in my head,
like
I was like,
sports game. They should do that.
They should.
Right, but you would have to bet that all the other movies playing in that theater would be.
That's what would suck. But
right.
When I was peeing and I heard, I was like, they should come up with a way where you could imagine headphones for each movie in the, stall where
you're just like taking
like a museum.
But yeah, no, that's a great, great idea.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people love it. So run pee if you need to go pee.
Yeah, I'm just crazy
or you just have like, go on like FaceTime, right? And then you just have the person like there and then you go to the bathroom and you watch.
Sir, stop, you cannot record in here, sir.
I know, but it's like.
I remember when the Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers came out, I think I did permanent damage on my bladder as a child.
Because you held it?
Yes. But no, I remember like holding it and it was just like, it was intense battle scene and it was just straining so bad. And I ran to the bathroom, but it was the worst pain I think I'd ever felt as a child for that movie, The Two Towers.
The Two Towers.
And that was a good one. That's the best.
I've never seen any of those movies.
You're such a Game of the Thrones fan. I feel like that's kind of your
vibe.
You
know what? You know what? You're right. But I feel like I hate every other one except
the CGI that was still like so 2003 when it came out. It looked amazing. Now when you look at those battles from far away, you're like, I have seen some better. Ooh.
You know what I just watched for the first time the other day? The Mummy.
What?
And the graphics were not horrible for 1990. Yeah,
have you seen The Mummy Returns?
No, just the first one.
Dude, The Mummy Returns is better than The Mummy.
Wait.
Because they have their kid. And
I watched the first one.
And then watched The Scorpion King after that.
The Scorpion
King. Oh my, I'll watch.
Is that the one with The Rock?
Yes. The Rock comes
The
Rock comes into The Mummy too, I'm pretty sure. Sorry.
Wait, really?
So he's like part of like the legend that they like awake.
I feel like I missed out
Scorpion
on
Scorpion
whole...
King is not. Yeah. I remember as a kid though getting like the DVD
Okay.
I have it. We had it on VHS. We would just watch it over and over and over again.
Wait, that looks really good.
But the CGI though on him in the Mummy 2 is bad.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, it's notoriously bad.
No way, bro. There's no way.
Damn, but I'm happy you saw The Mummy, man. That's kind of cool. Wait, did you see The Mummy with Brendan Fraser, not The Mummy with Tom Cruise?
No,
right?
The Mummy. No. Yes.
Remember there was that mummy that came out?
That's different. That's different.
And they just called it The Mummy?
What? Can they do that?
Yeah.
I don't think it's based off. I don't think they were trying to get.
It's a reboot.
But it's like
it's
in
different.
The same
it's like
universe.
A girl and it's like an evil spirit.
The woman with all the tattoos. Yeah.
It was a reboot.
Yeah, no. I know the difference.
I remember I wanted to be like an explorer so bad after I saw the
just have like a leather satchel and go into something you shouldn't.
Yes.
Like what's the one with Nicolas Cage? National Treasure.
Oh, I love that movie.
Oh my gosh, I just wanted to be on his team.
Yes, yes. Oh, when he let me when help. He gets my favorite moment is when he realizes that there's a certain time on like the where the Liberty Bell, not the Liberty Bell, but that little town.
That's also my favorite.
The water bottle and he realizes what time it is, and then they're like, "Oh, we missed it," but he's like, "But." Daylight Savings, invented by Benjamin Franklin. And he go, and the way the shadow is, and he cuts open that brick. Gosh, what a rush that was.
So yeah.
I remember like, as a kid, I was
so
like.
Smart to be a writer to do that stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like that's.
Did they make a second movie for that?
Yeah, the National Treasure 2.
Was it good?
Some of these secrets. Apparently it is good, but it doesn't have like the kind of momentum as the first one did.
It's kind of like the.
Night at the Museum.
The Da Vinci Code too. Like the first one was. Great, and then it got worse after.
The Da Vinci Code. I remember reading that book as a kid, and it was so good. Like a, it was like a hard adult book, but I was like in middle school, and I was like, "This is really cool." You would like the Da Vinci Code.
The Da Vinci Code is something.
Have you seen it?
Real, right? What exactly?
It's basically National Treasure. It's basically National Treasure, but it's about Catholicism and the hunt for the Holy Grail. So people believe that in the Last Supper. That what's at the center of it is the Holy Grail, and that Da Vinci left all these codes to try to find the Holy Grail. And the monks are after it, the Catholic Church is after it, Professor Langdon, and they're like a murder happened, and they hire him.
It's really dark.
He's a professor who understands like codes and symbology and stuff.
Right,
and
you should be the Holy Grail for Halloween.
It's a good movie.
The Holy Grail is a bell.
What?
It's a bell.
Is this your guess about what it is?
It's a bell.
Wrong.
Bell that rings at a specific frequency.
No. Heath. Come on. You're better than that.
In real life.
You're better than that.
Not movie. Yo, what do you think about dragons?
I love dragons.
Oh.
I wish they were real.
I know some shit about dragons.
You do?
I think dragons were real.
Call
me crazy. I think dragons were real.
I believe that.
So what's so interesting about dragons, and I think this is true, that dragons have been depicted in every single ancient religion. Every part of the world has dragon
separated
mythology
in contact with each other.
They
all wrote, drew, talked about dragons.
That's cool.
Every single one of them.
So why is it considered mythical? Is it because they haven't found any like bones or?
No. But some people think there's like rock formations where they look like massive scales, and people think that like their bodies have calcified into like the earth and stuff.
Also, I think they were in the bird family, and bird bones are hollow and very light and they don't fossilize. So a bird's bone would just disintegrate.
Interesting. But also, aren't dinosaurs, they now say, are more bird-like than how we took them
I think they're reptiles. More lizard and reptiles.
They said, didn't they have feathers?
Like, yeah, now like the T-Rex arms weren't really arms. Those are like wings.
Yes, and their scales. Like the Jurassic Park dinosaurs we know, they actually had feathers
So what? Yeah, what if they're what if they were
the
dragons?
T-Rex was a dragon.
Yeah. Because how would they know what the outer part looked
like?
I'm telling
you, a T-Rex head could be a dragon head.
That would be fucking awesome. Dude, imagine just the earth just opened up and a dragon came out. I'd be like, I could die happy. I see a dragon just fly out.
Are they still finding dinosaur bones? I know we're always asking questions.
I don't
questions.
Know. But
I love people who go and like archaeologically like dig in places and find old arrowheads. That fascinates me.
Yeah,
or people who
so
find
awesome.
Old cannonballs or just like old little coins and stuff. I'm like, what? Where? Or do they eventually run out of places? Are there untapped
And they'll
places?
Be deep too, right? Like deep, deep, deep. So it's just like over time, it's just created more and more like ground. It's crazy.
That shit's wild.
Love that.
But dragons, I could. I just feel like maybe you would hear about them a little bit more. Or it's like why, you know, people always say we see the Hat Man in our like sleep paralysis. We're like, where does that come from? Why does everyone see this man with a hat? Mm-hmm. Or how we're like innately afraid of snakes. Right. That is like built into our DNA. We have like, I think innate fears from long ago. And that's like a terrified version.
Another theory though is like, if like the reason that it was depicted everywhere is like a person's wildest imagination. When you think about the scariest thing you could possibly imagine, your brain, like reptile lizard thing, but it can fly and it can also spit
like
fire.
Monster.
Like it's just like the worst thing I think you could possibly think of. Mm-hmm. And like that's what you're like, this is the
Right.
Most insane thing my mind at that time could probably come up with.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
And why did someone come up with like a unicorn? Where's the origin of that? Like why? Well, it's a horse.
A unicorn was a rhinoceros.
Ah, there it is. Ugly, and the rhinoceros. Truth comes out.
You know what?
In the Bible, they talk about unicorns. But back then, a unicorn was referred to. There's,
but do narwhals exist?
Narwhal
right?
Whale.
And narwhals are the whales with a horn.
Horn. Yeah. Those look mythical. Like whales with a horn.
See, if they had a narwhal at SeaWorld, they would have shut SeaWorld down fast. I think people would have saw that and been like, no, this needs to go back in the ocean.
You know what's another animal that I think is so mythical? Sphinx cats.
Oh yeah.
When you look at it, you're like, that doesn't look like that looks like that should have belonged like back then and just
it has like a third eye. It looks like it has powers.
Or
the
fish with the lamp.
Anglerfish.
Yeah.
But those are also like deep in the ocean. Like
what in the world?
Yeah, hell no.
That looks like what you would imagine if you had a pet goldfish that like turned into like some crazy creature.
Yeah.
Looks like you dropped a drug in your goldfish tank.
I'm telling my kids that's what happens to the goldfish when you flush it down.
Yeah, right.
This is like my creepy side, but I think we need to bring that up, extract the DNA, start breeding it with goldfish and just see what comes about.
A baby dinosaur.
We can afford it.
Have some fun. You do it with dogs, do it with fish. Let's make some shit happen.
Ew. You remember Animal Planet Most Extreme? And they would like, it would be like the most extreme animal for like a certain thing. And it would have these like green and black animations of what a human would look like if it had like crab claws. And it would be like, the strength of a crab claw would mean you could lift up a car. And it would show like a human with a crab. Yeah. And it would be like this stupid anime. Like, look at this. Like,
And they would have battles, right, between animals. It would be like a gorilla versus a tiger. And who do you think will win?
It was,
and they would just like make an animation of it. And
it was so bad, but you could not stop watching it.
Yeah, and I remember the gorilla beat the tiger because what happened was like the tiger leapt and the gorilla just like broke its back. It was like, yeah, I remember these. Most Extreme.
That was so good.
I watched Most Extreme Water Parks, top 10.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. The Jubilee.
Just praying for my hometown. I'm like, come on.
I just love Samantha. Remember Samantha Brown on like Discovery Channel? She was like that woman who would go around and like stay at different hotels and talk to the camera. Oh, man. Samantha Brown. She was the best.
I would love to visit like the top like roller coaster parks. That'd be so much fun. That's something I'll do when I'm like retired.
Six Flags is up there.
What's rated number one? Is it
the largest one, I think, is actually in Wisconsin.
Huh. Wait, is that like
the largest theme park is?
Is it called like Diamond something or no? Blue Street? No.
Did you see they're making a new theme park
in
where?
Oklahoma.
It's gonna be the most insane thing.
Wait, where? It's Oklahoma?
I'm pretty sure.
It's one of the guys that was from Disney, and he was like, I guess something happened, and he was like, I'm gonna go do my own thing, and this theme It's going to be absolutely
It's an
absurd.
Island? That's cool. Wait, is it
I
an
don't
island?
Think there's islands out
oh,
in Oklahoma.
Oh, I was like, am I seeing things? Oh, they just blurred the border.
Island.
Oh, I thought it was an island. That's cool.
They're calling it Epstein's Island.
There's like a video animation of what the park's going to look like inside.
When is it supposed to be done?
Really cool.
In a long time, probably like 10 years. Props to these guys who are like these CEOs and presidents going in to build this stuff, but they won't even like, by the time.
Yeah, this is what it's going to look like.
Open. They'll be
I kind of like the name American Heartland.
Cool.
It's American themed. So they have
this
like, this one's like an ode to the state fairs of the past of like technology.
Oh, I like
Great
that.
Plains.
This is fun. F-U-N.
Bayou Bay.
Wow. Yeah. Sign me up.
Well, it's about time there's like more theme parks. I see videos on TikTok of just like DreamWorks in Dubai that has this insane theme park. And you're like, Dubai gets all this stuff. I feel like America, we've had our just Disneyland.
Wait, is that big? I'm like trying to.
Well, the thing is, I'm also questionable about the price point. $2 billion just to build the park?
It doesn't seem like a lot.
That seems a little
low. You could do all this for the same price as the fucking ball in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
The dome thing?
Oklahoma. It's so cheap. Yeah, yeah, like the land out there.
Right.
American Heartland.
It's going to be cool.
Oh, boy.
That's insane.
Good for Oklahoma.
We go to Oklahoma once?
Yeah, put them on the map. Comment down below if you live in Oklahoma.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
I saw this on the news, and this is such an interesting story and very, very tragic story, but I really want to hear your guys' thought on this, because this is like a very specific situation. And what I saw, and I don't know how like correct the news is, but this guy, this father, he was home alone, and apparently his daughter like got out of school and then like came home, right?
How old's the daughter?
Do you remember how old the daughter was?
I think 8.
Okay.
8. What she's doing walking home alone, that doesn't make sense to me, but she's
a teenager.
Maybe maybe the bus dropped her off in front of the house. But yeah, so the dad was alone in the house, and then he hears somebody come in, and he wasn't sure if somebody was in there. He grabs his gun, and then he sees a shadow walk by, and he's like, oh shit, someone's in the house. And then the little his daughter was hiding on the side of the bed, obviously trying to scare her dad. And then when she went boo, he turned and shot his daughter.
Oh,
dead.
Awful.
I sent it to Heath. I was like, this is a crazy situation. Who, like obviously the little girl had no idea what she was doing, and had no idea how awful this was going to be. But like, I was thinking of a similar situation. Like, what if I came to like Heath's house, or I came to somebody's house who is armed, who is like, you know, by themselves. I come and I scare them and I get shot, but I'm in their house, right? I sneak in their house in their house. Whose fault is that? When it's like, it's a crazy situation.
I think it is his fault. I think it's just irresponsible.
It's very irresponsibly
using your gun.
I told Zane, I was like, first mistake is like, know your target. Like, don't shoot unless you like absolutely know what your target is. Like, that is insane. Yeah. Like,
it's just irresponsible.
I don't know. What also was very strange to me is they had like a Ring camera or something inside of their house, and it shows him on the phone. That's the
first thing I thought. I was like, what?
It shows him on the phone walking around like holding the gun in his hand, and he's just like hanging out with it.
Oh.
And then supposedly he fell asleep on the couch or something, like waiting.
That's what I thought too. I sounds like a guy who just woke up.
And I guess was like woken up, startled to like the door closing. And he like shouted out like, who's there? And apparently the daughter didn't say anything, and like ran to like hide or something to scare him, and then like jumped out at him. But like, also at the same time, I don't know, something just seemed like really off to me.
Terrible judgment. Like, terrible judgment. You think that, oh, around this time, who is usually coming through that door? Your daughter.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that run through your mind?
When the video I was watching, she came home earlier. I think it was like she came home earlier. I know it's no excuse, but like, I think it was not the time that she usually comes home. So I think that was just like another detail to it.
That breaks my heart.
Fucking horrible.
Awful situation.
My
heart. But yeah, he's definitely responsible like that.
That's I just like so put myself sad. In that situation in my head. I was like, oh, but it's different because and she's then, like,
he,
younger.
Like, obviously, like, he has to live with that and like should have never happened. It's rough. Responsibility.
Have y'all been following this case about the murder of John O'Keefe out in Boston?
I'd never heard of that name. No.
Okay. This murder case right now is getting a lot of national attention. People think it's this big like police cover-up murder. And hopefully, I'm going to give you guys just the skinny. I'm not super in-depth on it, but it's really interesting. This has like come up on my TikTok, and right now there's like some big trials happening with it.
You get embarrassed when you say you got a source from a TikTok?
No, it just it came up. Well, first it came on my feet, and then last night I was doing big deep dives on it, and I've been following a little bit of it today.
Oh, no, I know. I was just saying, I always get like this little bit of embarrassment I saw it on TikTok. I was reliable.
It sounds like it's like discrediting.
Yeah.
But also it's like none of us have cable channel TV anymore. No, so there is no like news. It's kind of like clips from the news.
Yeah,
so,
I get kind of so annoying. I know what you mean.
This happened in the Boston area around January 2022. Okay. There's this man, John O'Keefe, who I believe is around like 40 years old. He works as a police officer for the Boston Police Department. Mm-hmm. He has a girlfriend named Karen Reed, who's also 40 years old. She is a very successful, I think, financial lecturer and data analyst woman. Their boyfriend, girlfriend, John O'Keefe, her boyfriend, he's the dad of his niece and nephew whose parents passed away. He's a good, like, upstanding man. Mm-hmm. Him and his girlfriend, Karen Reed, on the night of what this all goes down. They were kind of on rough terms. They were going to a bar. They were drinking. Karen was kind of drinking like a lot, or kind of had six beers and stuff. They go to another bar. And, you know, this is like wintertime, all right? Yeah. This is on like a Saturday night. They're out with another couple as well. And they get word that there's going to be like an after party. And this is around like midnight. They go to this after party. Apparently, though, like John O'Keefe and Karen Reed were like, once again, not on good terms, okay? Like, they maybe had been arguing and fighting that day. The relationship was kind of on the rocks, according to some of the texts and stuff.
Yeah.
And they go to this after party. Karen Reed decides she doesn't want to go into this party, okay?
Okay.
And the guy who, like, lives at this house is another guy who works for the Boston Police Department. He's like a big kind of like Jason Statham guy, does recreational fighting all the time. Yeah. He's been on a TV show called like Boston's Finest, where they follow police officers around and stuff. Mm. Big old tough guy. And apparently there was also kind of like beef going on between this guy or whatever. She pulls in the driveway, lets him out. And then I believe she goes back home. She pulls out of the driveway and leaves. Her John O'Keefe, her boyfriend, doesn't come home. She freaks out. She goes around to all the old spots. She then drives back to the house, is talking to the girls, trying to figure out what happened. And then during this time, she's really frantic. She also convinces herself that she may have like ran into him, or that he maybe got hit by a plow. And then that's when they discover, and this is now at like six or something, or really early in the morning, maybe. Hopefully I'm getting my timing right. They discover John O'Keefe's body in the front yard by the flagpole of this house. And they're like, oh my gosh, they're trying to revive him and he's dead. And she's freaking out this whole time going, did I hit him when I pulled out of the driveway? What happened? Because apparently she had like a broken taillight and they found shards of the taillight. But get this shit. This is the stuff that's making me go crazy. So they then pursue on this whole murder. She gets charged that basically she like ran over him and she was at fault. And they start looking more and more into it because his body is not somebody who's been hit by a car.
Yeah.
There's been a blunt force trauma to his head. He has lacerations all on his body and stuff. Okay. And they think that's really fishy. And then her defense team then starts looking into all the people that were there at this party that night and start going through their texts and stuff. And then what they believe is that there was this fight that went on between him and the guy who owns a house, who's the
big guy.
The big Jason Statham guy, Brian Colbert or something like that.
A celebrity. He's the one on the Boston Strong.
But the girl who
basically
like invited them over to the house, her name is Jen McCabe. And this is how it first came up on my feed. She, around 4 a.m., one of the girls at the party, goes home like around 4 a.m. and Googles, how long does it take for a body to die in the cold?
Oh, busted. Huh?
So it's everyone's just like, why would you Google that? What happened then at that party when Karen Reed left?
Right.
And they think like, oh, like he had a dog, like a canine. He was a canine trainer as well. And so all the lacerations they think are from the
dog. Is that really Boston's Finest?
And
Google, you're Googling, you know not to Google.
They didn't ask him. They didn't ask that Jason Statham, whatever.
Yeah.
That guy, any questions. They didn't ask anyone at the party. They think that there was this complete cover up because they have all these connections with the Boston Police Department. So you have a murdered cop out of your field. You're blaming the wife. And then obviously she wasn't making good decisions that night.
Yeah.
Right. But why did Jen Google how long does it take for a body to die in the cold? Mm. Why would you Google it that night when you're thinking that you're just helping your friend like who's trying to find her missing husband and you're trying to also pin it on her?
That's a funny thing to Google though. Like
thought about that question or ever dreamt of Googling that.
Right.
And the night, and the obviously they left him out there like in the cold.
I just still don't understand why she Googled.
She knew about the fight that went down at the house, whatever happened. They got in a fight with him and they ditched him out in the cold. And then she like went back and she knew about it and with Googled.
I'm sure he was beaten pretty bad and like obviously knew the story and like what happened and then was like, okay, he's not technically dead right now, but how long until he does die? Or like, you know
in
what I mean?
The
like,
cold.
Right. But clearly she knew about it the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is Karen Reed was in this frantic mode where she was just like, did I hit him? Like what happened? there's a lot more like details into this case. Don't take me as a verified source, but this is what I got.
That's a really interesting situation.
On a TikTok feed, this Jen McCabe woman is at like a football game in this town, and this like, you know, vigilante guy confronts her in the stands during like a lacrosse game, and is like, "Why'd you Google how long did it take for a body to die in the cold, Jen? Why'd you do it?" And she's just like trying to ignore him, and she's like around all of her friends, and there's all these like people like, "Hey, back up, leave her alone, man."
But he's like, questioned.
Well, right now it's all going down, and everybody, it seems like in Boston, is on Karen Reed's side. They want justice for John O'Keefe, and I'm eating my popcorn watching.
Well, what happened?
I know. That's where like they have to do a lot of questioning.
Yeah, it does sound.
I can't wait to see what the movie that's
we're
gonna
so
come
fucked
out
up on. When's that documentary coming out?
Yeah. Gotta need a new Netflix special.
Is that like messed up to be like?
It's pretty crazy to think.
Well, about. I think just documentaries put it together in the best way possible
right.
for you to.
It's so hard right now
you
to
can't,
piece
like,
it together.
You can't trust the news. Like, you don't
know.
Because
it's in the legal thing where it's like all they look at like the defense and then like the prosecutors, and they have two different versions of the story.
It's curiosity. You want the story to come out. You want you're invested in it, and you want like. What do you everything
guys,
to be
and I feel up. Like it just helps too in the future to like just
what do you guys think of the Menendez brothers case?
I just found out about them. Wait, I had no idea.
The twin brothers that I watched the whole series.
Oh really?
Oh, it was so good.
Are they twins?
I think
they're
so.
A few years apart.
Oh,
but it doesn't matter. Okay. But.
So now though if you don't know about the Menendez brothers, they were two brothers, wealthy brothers who lived
in Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills. This was late 80s, I think. And they were basically caught for murdering their parents. Basically what they said is that an intruder came. They were out seeing, I believe, the Batman movie. Mm-hmm. And they said an intruder came in, shot the dad in the chest, and then shot the mom. And they were just crestfallen that their parents died. And over the couple weeks of them being now these wealthy teenage orphans, they go out, buy cars, buy Rolexes, sit front row at all the professional NFL games. And then what ended up happening is that one of the brothers was having kind of a nervous breakdown over the whole thing, mm-hmm. ended up telling his therapist the true story that they killed him, and then it all fell apart. But then what was really...
But it's such an interesting case, though. Like,
so they killed their parents because they were... sexually abused growing
that's what they claim.
That's allegedly, but I don't know, when I see them talking in the courthouse about like what they went through as kids, like I believe them. So people are trying to get justice for them because they are in prison, mm-hmm. and they have life in prison. Obviously they did a crime, but the stuff that their dad did to them is I've seen some of the clips of them. It's so sad.
Yeah.
But it's like with cases like that, it is just such a sickening story.
But yeah, like, no, if that was happening to me, I would have done it too. I think I would have.
I just hope you would have access to better resources to go and report that. It's sad that even them, in their wealth, their privilege, all of it, that you would have like the confidence in the mindset to like,
they also held a lot of power over the kids too.
It's not like it happened out in the middle of nowhere where they didn't.
I think victims of
abuse,
crime,
of
abuse, I think they get so scared to speak out, and that's probably what happened, because I know when they were kids, like they were like telling stories when they were 6 years old, they didn't know that it was a bad thing. They just thought that was just normal because the dad's been doing it forever. And he remembers like one brother was like, "Oh, my brother's getting a lot of attention from daddy and like all this stuff." And he's like, "Am I such a bad son that like he doesn't want to like do that stuff with me?" And they were just confused.
But it's not like a crime. But it's not like a crime of passion though. It's premeditated murder. Yeah. They thought and planned that out. They had a whole alibi in everything. Like this was something they sat on for weeks to do, which is pretty dark.
Right. Absolutely. At the end of the day, Keith was saying, yes, they committed a crime.
Yeah, they're traumatized.
Yes, do jail time. But I personally, I believe you get your jail time. You did commit a crime. However, just seeing their interviews and like them being interrogated and stuff, it's clear they're not like criminals. It was just self-defense. It was protection. It was like that was their last resort and they just did it. So I don't think they should have life in prison. I think they clearly, it was a lesson learned. Like, I don't think they're going to go on a spree.
You know what? I saw that as karma. Karma.
Who gets karma?
The parents.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, of course.
The fucking.
And they even had one of the brother's friends testify because he said when he was younger, he was too little to understand like what the boys were talking about. But the boys would ask like, does your dad massage you too in like these places? And he was like, no, my dad doesn't do that. And he like didn't think anything of it. And he testified and said like they would ask those questions and like just unspeakable things that he would do to his kids.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Have
you seen that there's that really valuable basketball player's card because it's him, the basketball player's on the court, but in the background on the front row, you see the Menendez brothers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Look at them now.
Oh, my.
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie. They look innocent to me.
That's what I'm saying. They have innocent faces.
Well, one of them, I think, was kind of the brains behind it all. I don't know. I'm not going to start speculating on people who are victims of abuse, but if they get out and they're out driving around. if they get out,
we're put them right in those seats.
I think you just snap. If nobody's believing you, what else would you
do?
Hey,
look, you're not a murderer until somebody gives you a reason to.
I was wondering. I was like, where are we going?
Like, you know, if so, like, I have a daughter. If somebody murdered my daughter, I will probably murder that person.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Smacking him in the head.
You know, like everybody has it in them. If something happens,
an eye for an eye makes the whole world go blind, though.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
But
it all depends on the situation.
I understand the anger and frustration,
though. Yeah,
man, that's brutal. It's a scary world out there.
And why did Twitter change their app to X?
Because Elon Musk wanted to.
Oh, just there's no reason.
Well, I feel
they changed that Twitter the bird icon to X.
It's just X now.
Oh wait, it's called X.
He wants to call it X.
Do you want to make an X?
Are you Xing?
There is nothing to it. It's still called tweet.
Oh, okay.
Still posted to, but like, and then there was something about him wanting to turn it into like a financial.
Oh please, leave it alone.
Like all inclusive.
Yeah. Do something else with your money. How about that?
How about just making you?
He just wants to do it because he can do it.
How about end world hunger?
Man is hung up on his X though. Everything is X.
Grimes.
The word.
Just,
X sounds so negative.
X Asher or something like that.
Yeah, X.
X what?
They call him X or Ash, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, X Ash, and then.
And then he wanted to call PayPal like X something.
Well, he made PayPal.
I know, but it was like.
He knows something we don't about the letter X. It's not for me.
Have you seen what like his nanny came out and said about him?
No.
His nanny from when he was a kid or his nanny of his own kids?
His nanny when he was a kid.
No.
I heard something, but I forget what it was.
Really bizarre. The lady that used to like watch him as a kid said he was like in his room one day and this sounds wild. He was in his room and she like heard something going on and she like walked in and there was a portal opened up in his room.
This is bullshit.
This is what she was saying. And she was like,
Elon!
Incredibly disturbed, like could not fathom what was going on. And it was like this whole thing where like she was like, she thought he was the Antichrist, like something insane.
Oh, God.
This is
in South Africa?
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
She swears by this and then
she's adorable.
I think something happened where like she asked the mom and was like, is he the Antichrist? And she was like, no, but he's gonna aid him.
Play this.
Like something bizarre.
Roll the clip.
Roll the clip.
My aunt, she's like, I don't know. Those Illuminati. He opened up something, a portal, a Stargate, whatever, but he was excited and he was jumping up and down. And
so he was able to open up a Stargate in his room.
Whatever you want to call it.
I believe her.
I can't believe her.
I
she looked like a nutcase.
I know. Zane, I love her.
She opened up a Stargate portal.
Yeah,
and she wanted to report it until now. All the fucking time had this story, you wanted to sit on it until
that
now.
That should have came out a long time ago.
I believe her. Justice for Grandma and the Menendez brothers.
It's pretty wild. But I just thought that was interesting. Like,
a portal. A child.
A child.
It's a child.
Do you think he's gonna be like?
And that's a wrinkly, pimply bitch.
Do you think he's gonna be like the Albert Einstein of like in like a 200 years?
Oh, people and people about? Look back and
this guy Elon Musk. He sounds like such a historical name.
Yeah, no, for sure he'll go down in history. Definitely.
When will he be in the history?
But I don't think he has like an E=MC² to his name.
His son does. Yeah. What is his son's name?
Whatever the wherever the Pythagorean theorem is, that's where Elon Musk is going to be in the fucking.
Yeah,
books.
Elon Musk created the Pythagorean theorem. Yep. In the womb.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What is his son's name?
Dude, please, the history books are going to be wild. Doja Cat playing the devil. Stop. They're going to have so-
stupid.
The history books are going to be insane.
I'm so sick, of these artists like and the color
in
red.
50 to 100 years. That's going to be wild.
X-Ash A12. And that's his favorite fighter jet, right?
Is he five?
He's Elon Musk. That's he can do what he wants. He breaks the norm.
It is time to wrap it up. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. You can check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all the podcast apps out there. And we post the video form of these episodes on Tuesdays on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Also, make sure to check out Cremota Coffee at Cremota.com. We've got matcha. We got the matcha starter kit. It's got all the little utensils you need to make it at home. We've got bagged coffee, whole and ground espresso, K-cups, a bunch of different flavors. And yeah, it's amazing. Cremota.com.
You can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, where you can get bonus episodes, high and drunk episodes, live videos. You also get a private Discord, and you also get
early access.
Early access, and also the unwind videos where we keep the cameras rolling for about 20 minutes after each episode, where we just continue the shit talking and extended version of these episodes. And you get all that for $5 a month, and you will get everything in the archive after purchasing.
That's right, baby.
Thank you so much, and we will see you in 5 seconds on Winders.
You cats on flip flop later.
Peace and blessings.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.